You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 7, 17 and verse 4. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. The last time we were looking at how Jesus lived to glorify the Father, that the entire life of Jesus was lived to glorify the Father. But there is an aspect of that verse that we were not able to touch the last time. He said, I have finished the work you have given me to do. You see, Jesus was very deliberate, intentional, and purposeful. He was to finish the work of God. He knew what he was called to do. He faced it. That was why Jesus was not distracted. When they wanted to make Jesus king, the Bible says he flee to the mountain. You must be careful. It is not every opportunity that comes your way without you seeking it that is of God. Jesus knew what God wanted him to do, and he went about it. And look at it. He said two things. One, he said, I have glorified you on earth. Two, I have finished the work. How many of us can speak like this? That first, we have glorified him. Secondly, we have finished the work. Because you have to finish his work to glorify him. He finished the work that God had given him to do, not what he is thinking. Brethren, before you do anything, ask yourself, is this what God wants me to do? Whenever you discover what God wants you to do, you better give all your heart and attention to it and focus on it and do it. And don't look at what anybody is saying here, right, left, center. When you die, all that will matter is what you did with the purpose of God. I have learned that lesson, that all that should matter to me is what God had called me to do. And I'm focusing on it. People may say, hey, but why is he doing like this? But hey, why will he leave his job? Why will he do like this? It doesn't matter to me. I know what God has told me to do, and I'm just focusing on that. Because when I stand before him, that is all that is going to matter. And I'm continuously praying and say, Lord, show me everything you want me to do so that I can finish it. You can't finish what you don't know. You cannot finish the work of God that you don't even understand. You must know that you are deliberately put here on earth to do something for God, not for yourself. Life is not about ourselves. Life is about our creator. When you build a car, we too will create things in our own little ways. When you create a car, you didn't create that car for that car. You created that car for yourself. That's how it always works. The creator always create the creation for himself. So we are created for him. You see, part of the problem we are having is that we are living for ourselves. And we were never designed to live ourselves. So you will look for something for yourself. You now call it a career. You say, okay, this is my career. We are not called to live for career. We are called to live for purpose. If that your career is God's purpose for your life, then that is what you should pursue. You are not pursuing career. You are pursuing purpose. Your essence is not, oh, I want to get to the peak of my career. No, as a child of God, it should be that I want to glorify God. And I want to finish what he has called me to finish. That's what should matter to you. That's why you will see that you won't be engaging in all the little problem people are engaging with, fight people are engaging with here and there. Because you know what God wants you to do. I know my prayer is that we will all be believers, that we will so much go about what God wants to do with our life, that at the end we will be able to stand and say, Father, I have finished your work. The one you gave me to do, not the one I invented myself, not the one I started myself. Whatever it is that you feel this is the area God has called you, please put all your heart, your soul, your might, everything into it. Do it with all of your heart. Anything that you know that God has called you to do, put everything you've got into it so that you can finish it. Jesus said that the night cometh when no man can walk. He said, I must go about my Father's work. For the night cometh when no man can walk. Jesus was very purposeful, was very deliberate. He was not wasting time. He does not while away time. You know, my spirit is alarmed when I hear people today say, I want to while away time. I'm like, time? That's the only thing you have? How can you waste what you have? It's like somebody saying that I have some money, I want to waste it. Let me just waste this money. And I tell you, time is more important than money. How can you be whiling away time? My prayer is that no time in your life will be wasted any longer. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.